Looks like we got another show to do.
Great. Let's get it over with.
The question isn't what are we going to do, the question is what aren't we going to do.
Well, hello, everybody. And that was a new intro, apparently.
Yeah, like
new intro.
And Scott's always changing and innovating.
It's evolving.
Man, there's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
No.
I actually like it.
And let me throw this out here. If the first person who can email us the two movies that those clips are from, we'll give you a fucking t-shirt.
We got to stop doing this. No one's going to email us. We could literally
say
I'll give
$10.
We'll give you $50 for the first person who emails us.
Yeah,
we'll
wait, what was that?
You've got mail.
Oh.
Look at that.
Wait, we got a mail?
We have
Shut
mail.
The all right. Fuck up. All right. Yay.
Cool. I was joking about the $50 thing.
Yeah, me too. Well, let's start the show. I'm Aaron.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Scott.
And welcome back to Sick Invite Podcast, guys. It's been a week. We have plenty to talk about with no prep, like always. And we're going to be getting into Justice League. We've got a beer. Clearly, we have a fucking email. It's probably from Kim or something.
Kim's
stupid.
Like, Aaron, could you come downstairs and do the dishes?
Why is she Jewish?
I don't know.
Okay.
And Kim's like the nicest person ever, so she would never really.
Welcome to Sick Invite Podcast. We're drinking some beers, and I've kind of forced Scott to go out and get another beer. Because to be honest, I'm just fucking lazy, and I didn't have any time this week. I mean, I did, but I didn't even think about it.
I did, but I just didn't want to do anything.
No, I did, but I didn't even think about it. So we're restarting. It will be Scott. It will be Brian. It will be me, and that is how the rotation will go. And
so I'm bringing beers next week?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're going to do kind of a mega Megalodon of snacks tonight. Not really. We have two.
It's kind of like our Thanksgiving.
We don't know who fucking...
Bro.
Yeah, I know. And then I have those.
That's like three.
What's the third one? Dude. Those are two different ones?
These are all three different.
Oh, shit.
See, I thought we all got
our
own bag.
So we have four snacks.
Oh, me too.
That's
why we got our own bag. Okay, yeah. We got four snacks. Megalodon snack Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Because you said Thanksgiving.
So let's get into it, buddy. What kind of beer did you bring tonight?
So I went down to the BevMo and picked up this Ninkasi Brewing Company seasonal release. It's a winter ale, and it's called Slayer.
Slayer, like,
oh, of course. Now you're ready with music.
Yeah. And it's got a sleigh, and it's on fire. On
but
the
it's
front.
Called Slayer, Sleighr. Well, apostrophe R.
Right.
Because it's so metal, yeah. Rock on with your beer.
Get on.
Get drunk and then drive a sleigh into some other cars. Then pop some Xanax and kill yourself in Tucson. Oh,
get on down here with the bits of Satan.
If this is the beer they have in hell, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it'd be
cool. If they have beer in hell at all.
No.
So who makes this? Is this a...
Ninkasi?
Ninkasi Brewing Company.
Okay, so it looks like New Belgium from afar, but it's not.
No.
It's
Eugene, Oregon.
And I've had one of their other beers. I think you and I had it. It was a red ale, but it was like a Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, is that the same guy?
The same company.
Oh, I like that beer.
Yeah, that was a good beer.
So, well, we'll let you know what we think of it towards the end of the episode.
Because that's all that matters.
That's it. So you have to listen to the whole episode to find out if we like the beer or not.
Yeah.
And I like winter ale, but do I like this one? Who knows? Maybe I just want to shit all over it.
I don't know, but
it's very, very dark.
This beer's super metal. I like it.
Makes me want to rock the fuck out.
Yeah.
See, they didn't have any like AC/DC beers or anything, because I would have...
Man Black!
Had to get one for the tribute.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I always thought they said the N-word in an AC/DC song, but I guess it's not the N-word because I finally looked it up.
What song?
Highway to Hell.
When did they say that?
Pull it up. Let's see if...
Pull up Highway to Hell? We're going to have to listen to the whole song?
No. It's in the first 10 minutes of the song. No, not even 10 minutes. What the fuck am I talking about? It's in the first minute of the song. But I want to see if you can... figured out, but
I've never
you've never heard him say it.
Never thought that they would say that.
No, but Aaron's always looking for racial things.
Oh no, so. Just check this out. just check this out. This is nothing racist. This is something I've been an AC/DC fan for a very long time, and
because of their racial beliefs.
No, I don't think they're racist.
I know,
but whenever I listen to Highway to Hell, I always attribute that word to this song, and I always thought that was just the word. But then I finally looked it up, and they changed it. But they didn't change it. But the lyrics are different on the lyric book than they are in the song. But it doesn't sound like what it says in the lyric book. Is this it? Is this Highway to Hell?
Could you not tell? You can tell from the first chord.
I can't tell because I'm talking. All right, let me know if you can hear it. Enjoy some AC/DC, guys, in light of recent events.
Better than what we'll do.
Oh, well, now. Sorry for our terrible audio. Wait, it already passed. It already passed. You got to go back about.
She's been taken.
No, you got to go all the way back to the. Okay, here we go. Right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, I don't hear that at all.
One more time, Scott.
No.
What do you hear?
I thought she's been taken on a one-way ride.
No.
I'm just going to get this 50 times.
No.
Hear it, Scott? Do you hear what I'm saying?
It sounds like it's just bigger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's not any of those things. It's Ticket to Pass. According to the... She has a ticket to pass on a one-way ride, is what it says in the lyric.
But
I thought it sounded like she's been taken on a one-way ride.
No.
Something, that's what I kind of sounded. I
didn't hear the N-word in there. That's just you, dude. That's your southern brain coming out.
No.
That
was racist. No, it wasn't. There was nothing racist about it.
Damn it, Aaron.
Dude.
He was also like, so this beer is really dark, and he's been complaining about it the entire
what
time.
What the fuck? I didn't say a word.
He's like, this beer is too dark. I don't like it.
He's like, this beer needs to get a job.
This beer doesn't pay child support. I'm so upset. The government takes care of it, and I have to pay for it.
What is this, episode 12?
Yeah, what?
Yes.
Oh, we finally got Brian's true colors to show. Thank God. That is all I've ever wanted.
As I impersonated.
You can impersonate me all you want. That was completely unsolicited.
We're just going to clip the show down of Brian saying racist things.
Remember white power.
That was you saying that.
White Power Ranger, yes. It was poorly edited.
Yeah.
So, we got an email.
Yes, we did. You want to do that right off the bat?
Yes, we do.
I'm excited.
Do I need to play the email thing again?
Yeah,
just for
do it again.
Yeah.
You've got mail.
Sounds like I have breaking news.
That's the AOL guy too.
It's not breaking news. It's just be like, hey, you guys.
I can't wait until somebody accidentally stumbles upon this show and just sends us a cease and desist for all the shit we play. Yeah. They're like, you can't use that. You can't do this.
The email's just like, have you tried the white fudge Oreos?
People keep asking me that, and they don't realize that
it's been around for 10 years.
It's more than that, dude. My dad used to hide them from me when I was a kid. They've been around for a while. You get them in this special pack.
Yes.
I'm heartbroken when people are like, did you try them? And I'm like, yeah. When I was
you're
six.
Like, I didn't get this body.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I said, yeah, when I was 6 years old, I tried these. And they're like, well, they're new. I'm like, they're not new.
No.
So what is the email, Scott?
So we did put out on our Facebook page, put out a little, like, what do you think about the holiday season?
Like, yeah. And, you know, Crystal's great. If it's Crystal, I'm walking out of this room.
Is it Crystal? God damn it. All right. Well, whatever. That's fine.
Well, she did respond to the Facebook post, but she did email us.
Yeah,
as well.
I'm glad for her support.
There is a couple parts to this as well. I think we have more listeners. I just think people don't fucking write in, man. They're just lazy. You lazy fucking listeners. Write in.
Stop being assholes.
We'll give you free shit. Aaron will let you touch his pee-pee.
I'll send you a picture of it.
He'll do it for $5.
Not even $5. For free if you write in. Way to fucking... what's the word? I don't know. Read the email.
Good job.
Now, I'm very hesitant on actually reading this email because it kind of pisses me off a little bit.
Oh, shit, Crystal. Well,
so Crystal G writes in and says, I agree with Aaron.
What up?
Which, apparently, she's not a very smart smart person.
Damn.
Wow.
Awkward.
She writes back and just fucking annihilates you. Yeah. That was rude.
So I agree with Aaron, and I would say that the second best fast food burger out there is Whataburger.
Yes. Thank you.
However.
Oh, no.
Calm down, Aaron. The number one fast food burger is... According to Crystal, is Five Guys hands down.
Five Guys is fine. It is not the best.
Yeah,
top
it's all right.
Five?
It says In-N-Out is nothing compared to it.
Whoa.
All right, Shots fired.
Hey, you want to... Crystal.
We've had some good times in the past. This is where I draw the line.
Yeah, these are... these words are hurtful. They're uncalled for.
In-N-Out, what?
In-N-Out isn't anything compared to Five Guys.
Five Guys? I can make a Five Guys burger at home.
Well, do you like all the free toppings, Crystal? Is that what you like? You really get the free toppings.
It says Five Guys is hands down, exclamation point.
Hands down.
Hands down the best burger.
I've had Five Guys once and I've never gone back.
In-N-Out is nothing compared to it.
First off, I like Five Guys because we went there last weekend.
They have delicious fries.
Their fries are bomb. Their burgers are fine. But Crystal, let me talk to you here. Come on, pull in your headphones, get all snuggly. I don't need to spend $22 on a fucking meal, okay? Especially not for a burger. Secondly, the burger is just like any burger. I can go to Walmart and pick up the patties and then make it myself.
Yep.
Their grilled jalapenos are just handpicked from a deli that they throw on a grill. There's nothing special. There's nothing that makes them stand out except the price. You are wrong. You should be ashamed. But I'll still send you a glass if you want one because it's promise is a promise here at Sick Invite.
So email us what you want on that glass.
Yes, and I will have Kim make it and send it out, and I will wash my hands of it. You'll probably pay for it too, but whatever. Well, that was fun. I really got excited. I was hoping it was just some rando, but Crystal's fine. Like
Pete in Milwaukee.
Yeah. He's like, hey, guys.
I got some strong political beliefs, and I side with you, Aaron. You're my favorite person.
You are my favorite racist.
I'm not even racist on this podcast.
When people say, who's your idol? I say, Aaron goddamn Williams.
You're an idiot. then I fly a flag, and it's the rebel one.
You know what I use as a blanket? It's a big old Confederate flag.
The South will rise again.
Keep you warm.
I use a big old body pillow and pretend it's you, Aaron, right next to me.
Oh, man, I can't even talk.
Oh, this train's going off track.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's funny. Oh, so, damn, that was good. Crystal, I appreciate your controversial opinion.
Thank you, Crystal. I'm sorry I said I would walk out if it was you.
But I have to, like I said, disagree and keep sending in the emails. We'd love to hear from you. So far, you're our P1.
She's our one.
Yeah, our P1.
We're gonna get them.
We're like fishing. We just gotta find that hook. Maybe all the racist talk will bring them out of the woodworks.
We're just gonna be the biggest podcast in the South.
And if we could ask,
listen to
a favor of our listener.
Listener.
If we could ask a favor of you, listener.
Kim, stop listening.
Yeah.
Go over. She said she was behind.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Please go over to iTunes and give us a rating, because that will definitely help us show up in the search feeds.
Did you guys give ourselves a rating?
I've rated, yes.
Yeah. I feel kind of
stuck. I feel dirty doing my own podcast. Yeah.
Five motherfucking stars, dude.
If you would have given it 4, I would have been like, Scott, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, but so should I do it? Because I'm...
Of course.
I feel scummy doing that.
Oh, that's like voting for yourself.
That's it's like masturbation, dude. It's self-pleasure.
Self-pleasure.
Jeez Louise. So, what else do we have going on today, guys?
You tell me.
You fucking tell me. When I say, hey, what else
do we have? You know what he's digging for? Because he's so fucking bonered up about football because his fucking team.
Actually, I forgot about that.
You did.
But no, but let's break down. Let's do some house business real fast. When I say to you, Brian, what else do you got going on? Your reaction is not, you tell me. This isn't us talking on the phone and we're trying to get off the phone. once again, like I said in last episode, this is me taking the ball and passing it to you, so I don't have to sit
You're
up
the
here
driver of the show. I just bring the yucks. I just
that.
I bring one one-liner an episode, and that's
it. I cannot fulfill the... what's wrong? Is there something wrong? Do we have to stop?
I am adjusting levels, you okay. motherfucker.
No, 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 that's fine.
Don't you ever stop in the middle of the goddamn show and call me out for adjusting fucking levels.
No, I know. I was just making sure. You can edit this out. Anyways, no, I'm just saying.
I told you, I don't do that shit anymore.
I can't do it all.
Okay, you want to pass it off to me?
No,
guess
no,
what?
No. He already brought it up. He already brought up a topic. That's how it works. I talk, and then you bring up a topic, then we talk about the topic.
Oh, my God, you're such a scummy asshole.
I'm not. Have you never listened to any podcast before? By the way, we're going to rename the show Podcast 101, and this is just going to be us teaching Brian how humans interact.
No.
Because he's a fucking alien.
No.
It's 700 degrees outside in Arizona. He's like, I wore a jacket because it's November.
Well, it's the only reason that people wear jackets.
I do it because it's Eric.
It starts to get a little chilly out here.
It's not even.
You know what?
But it's really nice.
I wear
and then
a sweater.
People are like,
I'm a fat guy.
I knew
you were saying that. I want to hide my tits. I don't want them hanging out.
That's fine. I'm just saying. I just thought that was funny. You're just not a human being, and I have to constantly explain to you how human beings work.
That's, yep, exactly. Because you know everything, Aaron.
I do.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Thank you, robot Brian.
Thank you, robot
Actually,
Brian.
You did say that.
Yeah, it's something else.
Nope.
Let's keep it moving. Oh, hey, Scott, what are we going to talk about today? Oh, God, is it the NFL bet?
The bet? Well, first off, your guys are mathematically eliminated.
No, we're not mathematically eliminated yet. We're morally eliminated.
In my brain, we're mathematically eliminated.
Yeah.
Because like I've always said, man, unless you win the Super Bowl, all you're doing is securing your chance at a shitty fucking draft pick. And I would like to get the best one possible.
I never said, well, no, that's going to the Browns.
Well, yeah, that's why I said the best one possible.
But, I mean, the Saints aren't going to, I don't know, maybe they will go to the Super Bowl. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, they won't.
Okay, dick. I mean, just like they're not going to beat the Cardinals' fucking record this year?
We already know.
Yeah,
it's over. Can we? Okay, from this point on, can we stop talking about it?
You don't want to talk about the bet?
It's over.
Okay, but can we still talk about football? Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I'm just talking. I literally just said about the bet.
When am I going to get my Fogo de Chao?
We'll go whenever.
All right.
We'll go next weekend or something.
Okay, next weekend.
Do we get to eat too?
Yeah, I'll lift the ban on YouTube.
Yes, we've had a really rough season.
They have,
so.
They have a Groupon, or
that's not the bet. You don't have to fucking
eat.
I
knew this was going to be an issue.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Scott's going to come and he's going to bring a sack full of Arby's and be like, no, I'm good. And he just eats his fucking food at the table.
You know what? If he doesn't eat, it's more funny to me anyways. So I don't give two shits if you guys eat or not. You are more than welcome to eat.
I want
to
eat.
You are more than welcome to eat.
Do you think they'll let us do a remote fucking show from
No, we're not
restaurant.
Doing a remote show from Fogo de Chao.
No, dude. They
would never
great.
Let us
it's,
in.
It's actually fancy, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
They'll barely let us
we
in.
We can't say fuck them. They will literally kick us out.
And then we'll have to where else are we going to go to squash this bet? We got to play by the rules.
Whoa, no. We're not going anywhere else. It's Fogo de Chao.
Fogo de Chao. So we're not going to do a remote podcast from Fogo
de
Chao.
You two assholes. And you know what? I will have mercy and I will allow it so that you guys can split the bill. For mine, so you don't have to pay all of mine.
Wait, what?
That's saying you can each pay
well,
half
have to
of
do that
me.
Anyways.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do anyways.
No, the original bet was you each would take me, but I'm
no, that
no,
wasn't
no, no, no,
the
that
bet.
We were gonna
no,
take you.
Go back, bitch.
No,
yeah,
go let's
go back,
back
to
yeah,
number, episode
we'll go
one.
Back. I'm very okay. confident in what we talked
you
about.
You need to pull it for fucking next week. No, I
no,
said
no, no. You pull it since you're the one asking.
Okay,
about
well, I don't know.
The
how
bet
to save
was
it.
That if you won, that we had to take you.
Yeah,
and then
not
you said,
individually. You're,
you
not,
said
you're not getting a twofer out of
if
this.
If the Cardinals had a better bet, that you would pay for
season.
Both of us. That,
and you
that
knew,
was the bet.
You okay. knew the amount you were taking on that you would have to take us if the Cardinals beat the Saints record.
That's a lie, but that's fine. Whatever.
That's not
whatever
a lie. You can
guys,
go back. Whatever you want to believe
okay.
in your sociopathic
oh, you
brain.
Because when second we're son with son, second we're done with this fucking show, I will pull it up, bitch.
Do
you are a liar.
No.
Yeah.
No, this yeah. is just what Aaron does. He just yells and screams until he thinks he's right.
I'm
and
right.
even if you know, and he'll go back and he'll still try to prove it. Like we'll be in there like, yep, we'll just take you the one time, and he'll go in there and try to renege and be like, that's not what I meant, and just do his whole Aaron thing where he just yells and screams, and this is so he'll cry, and everybody will be like, oh no, Aaron, it's okay.
Are you holding? holding some resentment, or are you mad at me?
Nah, I mean, this is just what you do.
No, I will pull up the episode. I said no.
You and you'll be wrong.
Have to take me. If I say you each have to take me, then I win another bet that just you both have to
no,
lick my
no,
fucking balls.
No, this is not Inception. We're not like incepting bets here.
I mean, you guys really I know what hate the bet. Paying your fucking bets, but that's fine. Whatever, it doesn't matter. It's going to cost you both some money, and I'm going to eat all the steak.
Yeah.
And that's going to be wonderful.
It's a good thing.
It can't be next weekend. It'll have to be the weekend after.
It's a good thing it's an all you can eat.
December 3rd.
Fucking John Panette over here.
I mean, you can be as mad as you want. You agreed to the bet.
I did.
So.
And I'm just a little bitter that there's bitter. Fucking injury-prone motherfucking Cardinals that lost
you sound like,
every fucking the, player. That
the guy at work I bet $50 against for the Green Bay Packers.
No, I'm just saying.
He's like, saying. Oh, I want to get out of the bet because Aaron Rodgers is hurt. And I said, that wasn't the bet. Wasn't
you can't
Aaron Rodgers versus Drew Brees. Yeah. Oh, he paid me.
I will agree with you on this. Like, you can't get out because somebody got injured. That's a
yeah, so.
part of the deal.
Look at Scott's ginger tears flowing from his face. Knowing that he's going to have to shell out money he does not want to pay.
It's not true.
To eat at a place that
there
he
is no ginger tears because
want to eat.
We all know that fucking gingers don't have
it
souls.
It doesn't matter.
That is true.
So gingers don't
I
cry.
I see the red tears flowing.
Actually, it's
that's just blood. Scott's very unhealthy.
Actually, this beer is like really warming up my face.
Right.
It is. I can feel it.
This is like a very nice winter.
It's a
ale.
Warming yeah. beer.
Oh, we're going to review the beer now.
I can say it's nice.
Okay.
You want to calm down?
I'm calm.
You want to chill the fuck out?
But when I was watching the Saints game at work today, my blood pressure was getting so high that I could feel it behind my face.
You mean higher?
It's not that. It's not high. Anyways, I could feel I was in the.
Got him!
I was gonna.
It's funny because he's fat.
Oh. You guys want to do the show? That's really mean. This is not going to turn into just shit on me for an hour.
We're good now.
For the all moment.
Right. So, anyways, what did you want to talk about, dude?
The Justice League movie. We talked about this.
Okay.
Oh, my God. See, he's getting all upset now.
I am upset.
Wait a minute.
Why are you upset?
You guys want to talk about the Justice League movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Oh, that's the one that I didn't get invited to.
Damn straight it was.
Sick fucking invite. Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't think we have ever explained sick
this
invite
is very
on
true.
The fucking show.
All right. So sick invite is when your buddies or your friends or anyone goes and does something and they do not invite you or they do not include you. A group activity. Like going out to eat, going to the movies, going to a concert.
Going to Justice League.
You want to see Justice League or Grubstack? and once you get there, you know, you tag your friend on Facebook and you're like, oh, we're enjoying our lives. And that one buddy's stuck back at home and he's like, sick invite, guys. And
yeah, he was just waiting for it,
It
too.
Stands for...
It's like a sarcastic way of saying, you know,
oh,
hey,
thanks
for
the
invite,
yeah.
Dick.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But that's happened many times. Over the years in our friendships.
So many times.
Weekly for me.
Well, it's not because I told you why I didn't
Thor.
Invite. Okay, Thor.
Justice League.
No, I told you why I didn't invite you to Justice League because I had already bought the tickets and Kim scooted out. So I said, Brian, you want to go? He's a superhero fan. You like to yell at everyone. So I said, Brian, would you like to go? Plus, he took me to see Thor. So it worked itself out in that sense.
I have to drive 45 miles to get to the theater.
It was not a mean sick invite. It was just, hey, we're going to this.
Except Aaron tags me on Facebook or tags you.
I
or
didn't
what did
tag
you? No, you fucking put on there that you were seeing Justice League,
said,
and you were like, and Scott's not invited.
Actually, I tagged us at Grubstack, and I said, ooh, eating before Justice League, Scott, you're not invited.
And I had to put the little fucking sad
I know,
puppy.
I actually felt really bad when I saw the puppy, because I was
should.
Like, oh,
you
fuck,
should.
Dude, did I hurt his feelings?
I
and
do
then
see
I was
Scott
like,
as like a sad little puppy.
And then I was like, oh, Scott has no feelings, so it's no big deal. Did you really want to go?
I just would like
that's
to
a no.
Yeah, I know.
I would just
I
like
just
to be
want
included.
The invite.
Yeah. I mean, I get that.
I would just like to be included.
You want to go see Justice League this week?
Have fun.
I heard it fucking sucked.
It's bad.
Well, I've got to go see it again.
Oh, are you serious?
I told you. I told Evie I would take her.
Did you tell her?
I did not.
Oh.
I wanted to be nice. I was like, I don't want my opinion to taint your opinion in any way.
She didn't ask you how it was?
No, she did. That's what I said. I was like, I'm going to wait till we go see it. I'm not going to tell you my opinion.
Are you going to be the cuckiest cuck that ever cucked, and you're going to go see it for the second time and be like, I fucking loved it. No, you got to watch it again, bro. It was really good.
No. That movie can't redeem itself.
Okay. Because...
That's not like Beer Fest where the first time you're like, oh, that wasn't very good. And then you see the second time, you're like, wow, that's fucking amazing. I love that movie.
Yeah. Okay. So if you didn't already know, we did not like Justice League. So that worked out in your favor, dude. Like, it
do
was...
Do you want us to worry about spoilers?
I don't know. It's been...
Scott, fucking care
Scott
less,
doesn't
dude.
Care. I don't even know what Scott cares about. Disc golf and...
Hey, do you want to
saving coupons?
Yeah. Flipping them. Try to find a coupon for Fogo to Chow, bitch. Anyways, no, he doesn't care. I mean, even if we spoiled the disc golf stuff for him, he would still be like, I don't care. So that's the way Scott is. But yeah, no, spoilers. If you listen to this show, this is your disclaimer for the next 150 years. We are going to spoil the movie. If we talk about it, it's spoiled.
Yeah.
Okay.
We fucking warned you.
Yeah. So.
Well, they warned you because I haven't fucking seen it.
Minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't even consider these spoilers just because the movie's so bad it doesn't deserve
a spoiler.
No. Everybody should just be like, this is what it is. We told you.
So the movie is really, really, really bad.
I can only imagine. Like, I could probably fucking tell you what happened.
Oh, go ahead. Try.
So there was probably this fucking evil villain character.
Whoa.
And
going out on a limb here.
He came down to like destroy the fucking earth and shit. And fucking Ben Affleck had to go and get Matt Damon to fucking.
Matt Damon's not that,
in it. Oh, he's not in this movie?
No.
He was okay. In Thor, but.
So.
Yeah, he was.
He has to go get Matt Damon and Robin Williams to do this whole fucking thing and get together. And then they fucking avenge the fucking evil and
that's
come back and
Avengers.
Save the earth.
This is just what like here. My grandpa would think that the movie is.
Well, you're kind of understand, but here's my thing. And I spent many a days talking about it online and arguing about it. And
he does.
That's
actually,
all he does.
I love it.
It's
dude.
He like he finds new groups to get in and
argue,
and then he gets kicked out, so he'll find another group.
That's right. I haven't been kicked anything recently except Depression Meals Gone Wild. But I'll tell you about that.
You got kicked from Man Group not too long ago.
I'm back in, bitch.
Yeah, and
I got kicked.
And I got kicked out of the Man Group too because apparently I'm friends with Aaron, so they kicked me out too.
No, I think it's because you posted in the thing where I called out. Russell, but who cares? No one knows what we're talking about. Anyways,
Scott, you're back in though, right?
Yeah, I got him back in last night.
Both like zombies,
huh?
Both like zombies coming back from the dead.
Oh no,
kind of.
I've been kicked and re-added to so many groups. It's not even funny. Most of the time, they don't even ban me; they just kick me. So I go back and re-answer the questions and then join the group.
Can I come back in, guys? We're just gonna do a segment of like. Who did Aaron piss off this week? That's going to be like the new thing.
You're
going to
do screenshots? That's kind of cool.
Dude, we could do a 4-hour long show every week.
I do really. I enjoy pissing people off.
We know you're a troll.
No,
you're a troll.
Because troll does it for the satisfaction of pissing them off. I don't.
That's what you do.
No.
You literally just said it. You like to piss people off.
I like to piss them off and then ram my opinion down their throat.
That's the same thing.
All right, whatever. But it's not because I feel like in my heart of hearts I'm right. And I'm like making them feel stupid.
It's because you're a narcissist.
Okay. I don't know how those two correlate, but.
Because you literally think you're right every time, no matter how wrong you are.
I'm never wrong.
There we go.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Anyways, so Justice League. Here is my 10-second review on it. It's not really 10 seconds. The Justice League form, and then they're like, hey, we suck. So can we bring back Superman? And then Superman comes back and he's like, hey, I have this mustache for this movie, so we have a horrible CGI face.
I have a horrible CGI face.
And what? This guy's giving you guys problems? Well, first, I'm mad at you for no reason, and that's never fully explained. Oh, look, there's Lois Lane. I guess I'll help out the Justice League now. And then he goes and he wins. And you're like, oh, so what was the point of having the league?
So now I can honestly say that.
Anything.
So I saw the thing about Superman and his mustache.
Clearing your fucking throat with your mouth juice.
Well, fuck off. So I saw the thing about Superman and his mustache. If you get paid millions of fucking dollars for a movie, you can't shave your fucking mustache.
He's currently in the middle of another film.
So you can't.
So you can't add a fucking mustache.
It was something with his contract. Yeah, like this was for reshoots. Right. So they had already done the base filming.
You could put sticky mustaches on, dude. I've seen it happen before.
Look like that.
No.
It's easier to put a mustache on than it is to fucking try to make yourself look like you don't have a fucking mustache.
Well, it's the first thing you're propelled into. The
Movie, dude. Both Aaron and I looked at each other. We were like, whoa. This is what we're doing?
Yeah, and then Batman is like slow and like cathartic, and he's like a weak pussy
dude,
asshole.
Dude, he's so turned down
and
in
also,
this movie.
And Ben Affleck, I'm sorry to say, and I'm not skinny, he looks like Fat Man, dude. He's like, his face is all hanging out of the rubber and shit.
He just looks like a 45-year-old alcoholic, which Ben Affleck is.
Yeah.
And I agree with superhero stuff, but I mean, can we all agree that Batman is probably the worst fucking superhero?
Whoa, why? No. What?
He has no fucking powers.
That doesn't mean
that doesn't mean
neither does you're Iron not Man. A fucking superhero. No,
yeah, dude, neither does...
Stop. This is a whole nother conversation.
You're not
what
a superhero.
What you just said is retarded.
No.
This is why you weren't invited,
this
Scott.
Is why you will never be invited to a superhero
Superman
movie,
doesn't have it, or Batman doesn't have any powers, so he's dumb.
He has a
he
fucking...
He just rich.
He has a belt.
Okay, dude.
And he shoots fucking like
stop
grappling hooks
stop
out of his
he's,
fucking
he's
belt.
One of the best comic book characters ever made, and he was reduced to nothing.
I get that.
Movie.
Yeah, I get that. But
clearly
I can,
you don't.
But I can really fucking convince myself that he is not a great fucking superhero.
Yes, he is.
When
he's
you
the
think
world's
about
greatest
it.
Detective.
Yeah, that's what he uses. He uses his smarts to get around and solve crimes.
He literally fucked up the entire Justice League with a contingency plan. Like, he did it. He was able to take them all down.
Yeah, he has a fucking list. And no matter what happens, Superman goes crazy.
Well,
boom.
It's good because he has a fucking list because he doesn't have any fucking superpowers.
No, but he's... Oh God,
he's
Scott, I'm not getting into you with this, Scott.
Mind.
The Batman's like...
Fuck you, Scott, you fucking nerd. You fucking...
I mean, technically we're the nerds because
no,
we're yelling at him
asshole,
about
asshole, dude.
Batman.
Oh, no, you can laugh all you want. You're fucking stupid. You see Batman how easy? Is a good fucking superhero. I don't care if you're trying to piss me off.
You see how easy
you're
it is to get these guys pissed?
You're fucking working me up, dick.
Aaron gets half a beer at him, and he gets feisty.
Oh, God.
Smash this fucking thing against your face.
Oh, my God. Let's not make noise on the table.
You shut up. You hit the thing every week.
Yeah.
And I like always hear it when I listen back to the show.
Because I'm clumsy. That's not
you're like...
Yeah, my arms go all over the place.
Did you watch Robot Jocks?
We're still talking about Justice
League. I know.
League.
I'm sorry. I just was asking.
No, not yet.
Okay. Just so anyways, what were your thoughts, Brian?
It was... A complete mess.
There was like a 3-minute scene where they're fucking digging up Superman's corpse. And they're just having a conversation. And
like it's
like,
completely normal.
I could do this faster. Okay, then do it faster.
Also, one of the things like I don't understand is like they bring Clark's body out and it's been a year since he's been dead.
Clark Griswold?
Now, oh, God, I swear to God.
Stop talking, dude. You're not adding any funnies to this.
No, because they bring Superman's body out and not one bit of decay. Like, there's nothing.
He's not dead.
What are you talking about?
He's the man of steel.
No. Okay, hold on.
So, like, okay.
So, Brian is also stupid. Superman isn't dead. He can't technically die. He's in, like, a Superman
stasis.
Coma stasis thing. Yeah, he's not dead. Plus, his body would take longer to decompose on our Earth because... He's a superhero. Dude, come on.
He would rust.
Doing?
There was no explanation.
I understand there was no explanation, but what you just said means you're a stupid person. Anyways.
But you know what I think they do with these movies is they make these fucking movies with the thought that people have read the fucking comic books and they're going to know exactly what fucking happens.
I think they make DC comic books or DC films that way because Marvel... If they just copied Marvel and my favorite thing online, you're just a Marvel fanboy. It's like my fucking arm is sleeved with Green Lantern, Batman, and Superman.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you?
He's a big homer.
Chill the fuck out. I just want a good DC movie, and I'm tired of them assuming. Joss Whedon's reshoots were fucking terrible.
There's no explanation, though. There's no character development. They just fucking give you.
Yeah.
They're like, here's fucking Aquaman.
My second favorite.
That's basically what they do.
My
here it is.
Favorite superhero in the DC universe versus Green Lantern. Second is the Flash. They reduce him as he has one scene where he pushes the sword towards Wonder Woman. That's his entire plot. That's it. That's all he does.
I mean, he saves some people.
But that's it.
But, well, actually, he saves, like, a truck full of people, and then Superman just upstages them, and he's like, oh, golly gee.
Yeah.
It's fucking
it makes
awful.
Him want to smash his glass.
Dude, it's super lame. They shoehorn the fucking Flash Superman speed race at the end.
I actually like that.
They had a race.
You're a simpleton.
I'm not a simpleton. It's good. It's part of the old-timey comics. They've always raced.
Like I said, they shoehorned it in. Those two... had no fucking character interaction during the entire movie.
You're right. You're right.
That's what I mean. They shoehorn it in. Okay. Literally, these two don't interact at all. But at the end, oh, we're going to throw a thing. Oh, big old dumb Aaron will like, and that'll make him like this movie. No, you have to have some sort of like building of the character's relationship, but it's not. They don't literally don't say like three words to each other the entire movie.
No, they're both saving people, and he's like, I'm fast, or we'll take him west, and he points the other way, whatever.
All right, he says four words.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It was a completely jumbled mess of a movie. The only two characters I liked were Cyborg and The Flash.
Really?
Yeah.
What about The Flash did you like? He didn't say more than five things.
The Flash?
Yeah.
He had some funny one-liners.
Like what? This is the Batcave. That shit was fucking stupid.
You didn't like The Flash at all?
No, I wanted him to be the Flash, not the
He was a jokey McJokester.
Yeah, I didn't want that.
But no, I just like
he
the fact...
He literally goes into the Batcave, runs around the Batcave, and then goes, it's a cave with bat things.
I don't know, does he say that?
Yes! He says it!
Scream it, Eric Maron. You really make your point there. I'm just saying, scream.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Well, I think we can all agree, though, that fucking DC is far, far behind Marvel.
So far.
Yeah.
They should just stop.
Also,
you
like,
blew it.
Also, fucking Bruce Wayne's a fucking dickhead.
That's fine.
In the movie, no,
because so far in two episodes of The Punisher on Netflix, they've already, from what I can understand and what I get from you guys, is they've already outdone the fucking Justice League.
It's way better. But no, I think Bruce Wayne's an asshole in the movie because like Martha Wayne loses her house, and then Superman comes back alive, and Bruce is like, "Ha ha! Here's all this money." I'm like, where were you before, Dick?
Remember, well, he hated him in Batman vs. Superman.
Why did he want to bring him back? No.
Did you watch the movie?
Are you fucking stupid?
Are you fucking stupid?
No. See, like the whole thing. So in the beginning of the movie, they go to the foreclosure on Martha Wayne's house. That's after Superman has died.
Yes.
Batman's still like, I wish we could bring him back. Like, he was still cool with them at that point. Why didn't he pay for the house at that time?
Because he probably didn't know.
I'm
also, there's
dude,
no
Batman
plot.
Knows everything.
Yeah, but there's like no plot at all, so it doesn't matter.
There is no plot. It's the most jalopy plot ever.
I can't
so
wait
together.
To buy this three-hour director's cut.
And you know we will.
Oh, of course. I
God
have to.
Damn it. It's just really depressing. Like, the Wonder Woman sucked.
Oh, she was... It was so dumb.
It was just, yeah. It was
how many times can she cling her bracelets together and blow people away? Also, at the very beginning, she fucking like clings her bracelets together and blows the guy away. But then there's like 100 children behind her.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, so, that wouldn't do anything to him.
Yeah, oh, it's so stupid.
Well, that was a terrible analysis, but
I thought it was all right.
Yeah, we just,
fuck you if you like that movie. If you like that movie, stop listening to this show, you fucking asshole.
Why do you even? See,
no one's gonna.
It's one beer. They won't have like fucking, it's all fired up.
I need two listeners.
Beer. You want another beer?
I do.
This is the first time Aaron's actually asked for another beer.
I know. I'm
no,
surprised.
I had another one yesterday. Yesterday, last show.
God, dude! Thank God you don't have to drive home.
I haven't eaten today.
That's a either. Yeah. That would be a problem.
Yeah, so, me either.
Here you go.
Pour it in there.
No, you pour it.
All right. Well, then you actually are gonna have to talk.
Would you like me to pour it?
No.
No one wants Scott to pour it. Another thing I want to talk about is, since we're getting on all nerd shit, and we didn't talk about it last week, Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Cool, I'm just going to sit over here.
God, Scott, you're just the worst. Scott, seriously, what was the last video game you played?
I had this conversation with him last night.
But you got to talk into the mic, idiot.
I had this conversation with him last night. I know. I was just trying to get to the mic before he said something.
Dude, I don't play fucking video games. You know why? Because the fucking new systems are too expensive. There's fucking games.
I like how that's his first thing he says.
No, there's game releases all the time, and they fucking suck.
Hold on.
How do you know? How do you know they suck?
And I just don't have fucking time to sit and play fucking video games.
Okay, so if I got you an Xbox, you wouldn't play it?
There we go.
No, you know what? I don't know if I'd fucking have time, dude.
Well, oh, no, because then he'd still have to buy the games.
Yeah.
But you could buy used games for cheap.
No, Scott would just play demos.
The last actual like console that I bought was a PlayStation 2.
Damn.
And I barely played that. Barely.
You're just not a video game guy?
I just don't have time to sit around and play video games, dude.
Yeah. Okay, well, you can...
Yeah, you got a family, and so you have excuses. Aaron and I don't have any.
I mean, I don't.
I just work.
I just sit around a lot, but I don't have time to sit around and play video games.
She likes when I play video games, I think. I don't know. I don't really ask.
Aaron and I had a good Call of Duty session the other day.
We did. Yes. We were like, ah.
Yeah, I haven't even gotten to the point where I've done like online gaming.
Really? That's
man. Crazy, dude.
It's so much fun.
Part of me is tempted to get you an S for Christmas or something, but
give him your old one. Oh, you already sold it.
But I would be afraid that you would never play it, and if that would make me more sad than buying you something for $100.
Yeah, just be something
like,
that
if I bought
would
you
use,
something for $180, and you walked over and just threw it right in the trash, I'd be fine. But if I bought you something for $180 and then 6 months later I found out that you had no use for it, it was just taking up paperweight, that would hurt my feelings.
That's pretty much what
Scott's
happened.
Scott's telling you not to buy it.
I'm not going to. I'm just saying I'm tempted to. If I knew
not everybody has to like video games.
But I like sports games. So like, I will play like baseball, like football.
I do play all the sports,
you know, stuff like that. But I mean,
basketball.
Honestly,
yeah, basketball sucks.
If I do play games, a lot of times with the kids, and I'll play the old Nintendo games and stuff, the 8, 6, you know, 16-bit games.
We get it. You're fucking old.
No, I just anyways. Because I think they're fun,
thanks
man.
Back to my
youth. Yeah, Mario, it's too much fun to kick the turtle. Shut up, Scott. You're done talking for this segment.
No.
Anyways.
Not. He can put his two cents there whenever he wants.
Kick both your asses.
At what could you kick both of our asses at?
Just in a physical
in general.
Fight?
Oh. Yeah, just in general. Yeah. I would fucking choke you out.
Dude. Okay.
I don't want to fuck with Scott. Scott's like a strong dude. Like,
I'm scared.
I'm staying on Scott's good side.
Of course you are, because you like to be on guys' sides.
This is why Aaron can't have more than one beer. He just gets dumb.
We need to do a show where we come in after like six beers already. And then just keep fucking drinking through the show.
It would just be Aaron.
Just annihilated.
Yeah, just like screaming into the microphone. Obscenities and racial slurs.
I'm down. I don't know when you would want to do a show.
No,
like
we're
that.
Not doing that show.
I'm not even drunk.
You kind of seem like it. Okay. A little bit.
Anyways.
Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Yes. What about it?
Everybody's freaking about the microtransactions.
Which they took away.
I was trying to get into it. But
we are getting
into
it.
You just ruined it.
I didn't.
No, I was going to call out all the people who were crying about it. And
see, the funny thing is, actually,
you took that away.
I'm
so
sorry.
So there you go.
I actually know about this.
You take the conversation out.
So, but yes. Star Wars Battlefront 2 came out, and the game is awesome. But I don't know what happened between the beta and the actual release. All these gamers who have nothing better to do with their lives got online, started crying so hard that EA went and made everything cheaper to buy, because you had to buy loot crates in order to get points, in order to open Darth Vader. Otherwise, you had to do a 40-hour grind, which to this I say, hey, bitches, I come from a world where there were no microtransactions, where I've had to play and grind with Pokemon to fucking get Mewtwo and Mew, where I had to fucking grind for, Final Fantasy VII to get fucking Knights of the Round. And, I mean, that took weeks, not days. And,
And people were like, they're like, oh, we have to play for 8 hours to unlock Yoda.
Yeah, and it was like, and it's like, you have to play for 40 hours to unlock Darth Vader, who isn't even the strongest character in the game.
No.
And they were just crying and crying and crying, going on Metacritic, leaving horrible reviews.
Death threats.
Yeah, death threats
EA.
To developers.
It's because we've given a voice. Oh, every fucking person.
Exactly.
Here, yes, I
who
agree.
Who shouldn't
with,
have one.
Yes, I agree exactly. with you on that, especially the part where, like, what I've never seen people who are like have to win. They're like, I have to win. Like, you have to give me a choice to win, and you have to let it make it be cheap. It's like
participation trophies.
I don't want to buy to win.
Fuck these people and their participation fucking trophies, where everybody has to fucking win and everybody has to get what they fucking want.
But they did take the microtransactions away. But I haven't seen the people get happier.
They never will. You can't fucking please anybody.
People. Like you, Aaron, everybody wants to have something to argue about and cry about on the internet.
I don't cry.
You cry on the internet a lot.
What do I cry about, bitch? Name something.
Dude, you go on internet groups and sit there and cry about people and cry about things.
What do I cry about?
I can't pull up anything off the top of my head.
Because I don't do it.
No, I don't do it. You do.
Kill yourself.
You do.
Kill yourself, asshole. Actually, I haven't, bitch. I haven't told anyone.
But only online.
I haven't told anyone to kill themselves in for a very long time.
It's like you're a recovering alcoholic.
No.
I think you said it on the show last week.
Yeah, he does.
I told you guys to kill yourselves.
He
That's
said,
completely different.
Didn't you say if you like Justice League, you should go kill yourself?
Did I say that?
You just said that 10 minutes ago. Why
well,
is that your go-to?
You should kill yourself if you like Justice League.
Jeez.
But I don't do that online, and I don't cry about things. And unless you come up with a thing that I cry about, I appreciate you stop. You stop it. Because it's not okay.
Down.
You do complain a lot.
What do I complain about?
Everybody. I'm not going to say one thing.
Because you don't have anything.
Anybody who's on Aaron's friends list, email us. One of your favorite things that Aaron complains about at, what's the email address, Scott?
SickAdvicePodcast@gmail.com.
Crystal, get on it. Do some research. Show all the things Aaron cries about.
I know
online.
We have more listeners than Crystal, so
somebody
can write in.
I don't know if we do.
But no one will.
I'm sure we do.
All right. Let's get this train going. Let's move on to the snacks.
You want to move on to the snacks?
Yeah, I want to get going.
Because I need some snacks to...
You called me out?
No, because we had four of them and we need to get through them.
What are we at on time?
45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
There's Aaron's internal fucking clock at 45 minutes.
Yeah, right?
Asking what time we have.
I don't like fighting with you guys. We got to stop doing that. Why are you being such a dick this
episode? How am I being a dick?
Hey, make sure you name the episode Brian is a Total Dick Bag. No, don't do that. But anyway, let's go.
Okay. You'd be surprised when it shows up in iTunes. Brian is a total dick bag.
I don't want dick bag.
How am I a dick bag?
You're just being a jerk.
Explain it.
Yeah, I am. You're sitting here saying I'm doing all this shit I'm not doing. It's hurt my feelings.
Give me details.
But you do go online and you just argue a lot.
But I don't cry. Whatever. There's a huge difference.
Okay, whatever.
Well, you got to explain what you brought. You got to bring all three bags out.
Oh, my God. Stop jumping ahead. Slow down.
I'm slow.
Slow down.
I think this beer's gotten to everybody.
Oh, my God.
It's the angriest
It's the
beer.
Fucking Dude, metal beer.
It's the Slayer.
I am so fucking warm right now.
Me too. I feel like when Aaron gets warm, he just gets angry.
Dude, I'm like sweating like and shit.
So when I was in Canada, I brought back three different candies.
I fucking hate America. Brian here.
We're not doing beer next show.
Yes, we are.
So I brought back three different candies, chocolates, because I like to see the different types of things Canada has, and they have some very different things. These are called the Mr. Big Minis. So they have like a candy bar. It's called Mr. Big. What are you shaking your head
I'm
at?
The just one
just
wants
listening
to
yeah, that's what
be
I was thinking
with
of.
You.
What's going on?
Deep inside, I hope you feel it too.
This is why we can't.
It's Mr. Big.
It's
Mr. Big, you fucking idiot.
I don't know what that is.
It's a band.
It's a
Look
band
it up.
From the 80s.
I don't give a shit, you old tards. God damn it. I wish I could find friends my own age. It'd be nice. Mr. Big candy bars. Don't know what they are because they don't say on the package because it's Canada and they're like, just figure it out, eh? And so I don't know what it is. I mean, it smells like chocolate. It's made by Cadbury, so I like Cadbury chocolate.
It tastes exactly like...
I'm breathing so hard into the mic. I gotta stop.
What's the candy bar that tastes exactly like this?
It's 100 grand?
100 grand.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. 100 grand. Good job, Ryan.
It's got little crispies. Looks like
better close it up. Take it home.
Some caramel.
Caramel.
You don't like them?
No, I love
chocolate,
them.
Chocolate. Crispies. They're fucking closing good.
They're good. They're real good. It's just you like to close them up and be like, mine, my precious. You're like Lord of the Rings guy.
I close them up so they won't get stale.
Well, we do have two more.
God, I got to stop breathing in the mic so much. I can hear myself.
You got to stop derailing the show.
And I have to say that I'm on a couple Facebook sites that like they show like different stacks that are coming out.
Uh-huh.
Canada has a lot of cool shit.
They do have a lot of cool stuff.
So if there's anybody from Canada that wants to send us anything,
please be from Canada.
Email us. We'll give you the address to send it.
No one's from Canada.
Fuck your Boxing Day. That's just wannabe Christmas.
So we were in downtown Toronto, and there weren't like a lot of convenience stores, so I had to like go to like some drug mart. So I was able to find, I think these are like their typical candies there, but these are the Wonder Bar Minis.
Wonder Bar.
They kind of look like... Butterfingers.
I wonder if that's exactly what they are. Like, they just rip off every fucking...
That's what I'm wondering. Or if it's just, like, the Butterfinger rejects, and they're like, oh, we'll take those and package them in our own things.
They're not Butterfinger.
No?
They're all, like, the same package, too. They're all just very yellow.
Yellow. They look like Butterfinger packages.
God damn it, dude. You guys can't handle your alcohol.
You're an idiot.
It's the exact same thing with peanut butter.
I don't think it's Butterfinger. I don't have the crunch.
No, it's the exact same thing.
They have the Butterfinger like flavor, though.
It's the exact same as the last one. It's like 100 grand with peanut butter.
Yeah.
It's caramel.
Not as much crunch, though.
Crispy. chocolate and peanut butter.
They're pretty good.
Which I'll fucking eat them.
It's chocolate. It's candy. They're still good. So we want to fucking get this train rolling.
And,
get
and it has a Viking hat on the Wonder Bar.
Brian wants to leave so bad.
This is the worst show we've ever
No,
done.
It's not.
It's really bad.
No, it's not. You're bad at being alive. It's a joke.
No, dude, you're just so unfunny.
You're unfunny.
I totally spit on the front of my glasses.
These look like reindeer droppings. These are the coffee crisp bites.
Do I know what?
Oh. Is it coffee?
Coffee?
Coffee crisp. I don't know what they are. I don't know if they taste like coffee or not. They look like little reindeer poops.
They look like raisinets. Yeah. Big raisinets.
Why did I take so many? I don't like coffee.
Ugh. Ugh. Whoa. All right. Whoa. There is a coffee flavor to them. Why'd you shove all of them in your mouth there? Just put them. These are going back.
There's like speckles on them, though. Like weird dots on the
Those
fucking...
Those are bad.
Oh. Look, I like coffee, but I don't like coffee-flavored things.
I'm with you there, because that tastes like old, stale coffee.
It's like an artificial coffee flavor.
Yeah. Ugh. Those are nasty. All right.
What were those? What were those called?
Those were the coffee crisps.
Those were called cancer
coffee
balls.
Coffee crisps. Bites, balls. Bites, bitches.
It does look like bite or bites, butches.
I think that's the French because they're close to Quebec.
So I'd give the first two a 3.5, and I'd give the last one a 1.
The
Mr. Big Minis, which is ironic.
After the or between these two, between the Mr. Big and the Wonder Bars, which one do you guys like more?
I like the Wonder Bar more.
I do with the peanut butter. Yep.
Yeah, it's good.
Wonder Bar number 1, Mr. Big 2. Then in a deep third, it's Coffee Crisp.
Coffee Crisp.
These are going in the bag because these are getting thrown the fuck out.
Those can suck on a fat dick.
Yeah.
The more I eat, gross. They're not entirely unedible.
Yes, they are.
They're kind of gross.
Eat these.
You put those in your
I'm
mouth.
I'm not going to fucking eat them. Yeah, it's like all juiced all over his fucking coaster.
Oh, those were disgusting. I have that. Open those up, man. I got to get this taste out of my mouth.
So when I was in Louisiana, I found Zaps. First off, you can get Zaps here in Arizona, but they're very hard to come by, especially when it comes a new flavor. Everyone like fucking jacks their dick to the fucking voodoo flavor. They're okay. These are the Zapp's New Orleans Kettle Style Sweet Pimento Cream Cheese Chips. And I have been waiting so long to try these. I am so excited.
I'm surprised you were able to hold back.
I did it for you.
Thank you.
And he would just go down to the pantry midnight, just pacing in front of the pantry.
Just looking at him, like licking his lips.
He's like, one day we'll be together.
All right. So they almost look like barbecue chips, as far as like the coating on them. They're very orange. The smell is amazing.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what a fucking pimento tastes like because I never eat fucking
olives?
Pimentos. I hate olives, dude.
Scott, you disappoint me more and more every day.
They're not terrible.
No. I don't get a lot of pimento cheese flavor.
Kind of like a kettle chip, almost.
Yeah, but what's the flavor like? It's almost like a sour cream and onion kettle chip, maybe.
It's very, like, bland.
They don't taste like nothing, but they don't taste like
anything. It's just like there's not a punch.
It doesn't taste like pimento and cream cheese, it's good.
I can taste the cream cheese, but I can't taste anything else. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's almost like a sour cream and onion.
Mm.
These aren't disappointing. I'm just sad that they don't taste like anything.
I mean, they're good. I just can't differentiate pimento and cream cheese.
Yeah, like you said, it's just the cream cheese flavor I'm getting. I don't get anything else.
I mean, I would eat them.
Those are 2.
I get 2.5 because I really like Zaps.
Yeah, I'm about 2.5. I could eat them.
So
they're not terrible. It's just there's not a lot there.
Yeah. Not horrible.
All right. Now let's please get to this beer. You have a production
Slayer.
For the beer?
Do I have a what?
Production for the beer?
I haven't fucking done anything. I will do a production for beer.
Oh, no. Oh, you didn't even play the sounder for the snacks of the week,
This
dick.
Is why we can't.
I didn't.
This is why we can't what?
Yum,
drink.
Yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
Yeah, the chips are.
So that was fun. Hey guys, remember those snacks?
I was so busy just passing shit around.
I know, we're so dumb. We just gotta tighten up a little. Anyways, it's okay to be loose every once in a while.
Yeah,
it's not the worst
a little bit too loose,
done.
Maybe.
I can't be perfect every time.
No, play the Slayer, dude, and then let's talk about this fucking.
Play the fucking Slayer.
Yeah. Turn down a little.
Yes.
Okay, you calm down. It's still a podcast. We're not at a concert.
Scott's still so excited. Just
so
anything that's
what
metal.
What did you bring? In, or actually, you know what? I'll take it from here.
Why? Well, Scott brought it.
Yeah, but he introduced it.
There you go.
Ninkasi Brewing Company. Seasonal release Slayer Winter Ale.
This beer, it's got a sleigh that's on fire. It's so fucking cool.
I actually like it.
This beer is fucking awesome.
It's really good.
It is awesome. I could drink 50 of them. They make me warm. They taste exactly how I want to.
They make you really shitty on podcasts.
If I was stuck out in the snow, this is the beer I'd want.
I am very toasty right
Dude,
now.
This is the best.
It is very.
It is a very
good.
Warming beer.
I want them all.
And it's very much like a. Oh, sorry,
Jesus.
It's like a toned down IPA.
I don't think get any IPA. I get all the winter.
I get
ale.
A lot of malt in it, but there's not a lot of hop. But I get that malty flavor.
Oh, it's so fucking.
It's very dark and it's actually very
good. This beer. Oh, you guys are gonna kill me for this. This beer is a 5. This is my favorite beer I've ever had. I'm probably gonna go buy 2 6 packs for fucking.
I'm gonna
Thanksgiving,
buy 18 6 packs
for Thanksgiving Day. Like, oh, this is
at BevMo.
The best.
Now, what pissed me off is I go into BevMo. They don't have any of this shit on fucking ice. There's no coolers. Everything is on the fucking shelf.
You're like, yeah, I don't want to drink this right fucking
Yeah, now. So I had to like run home and pack this shit in fucking ice water so that it was at least cold enough for the fucking show.
I do appreciate that.
And
it's so good.
It is. It's actually very fucking good.
Did you want another one?
Well, I was going to leave the last one for Kim if she wanted to try.
Oh, okay.
I always try to leave the last one for her.
Yeah. But, I'm at about a 4.5.
God, it's so fucking
Yeah,
good.
4.5. That's a really good
this
beer.
This is the best beer ever. If you're listening to this and you're like, what should I have for my winter
This
party?
Might be the best thing that's ever been brought here.
Yeah, it's run out and buy this fucking beer. We will post it on Facebook. I know I always say that, but I'll get Kim to fucking do it.
Yeah. Ninkasi Brewing Company out of Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah, dude. God, this beer's good. All right, so.
Let's end
We're going to wrap
put
this
up. Dog down.
So, next week, we are going to review Robot Jocks.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have a new beer. We'll have a new snack. Permanent rotation will start. And other than that, it will just be the same train wreck it always is. Me and Brian will argue with each other, and he'll wear a big jacket that makes him look even more chubby than he usually does.
But like a big dumb dog, you fucking love us anyways.
No.
That's right. So I'm Aaron.
And I'm Brian.
And Scott.
And this was Sick Invite. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we will see you guys next week.
All right. Well, see you later.